Okay, let's get going. We've only got 25 minutes left, and I still have two or three concepts. Mm-hmm. Probably won't finish them tonight. But I don't want to go too fast, otherwise we miss stuff.
好，我们继续来开始最后一段的课程。
Yeah, so just before the break, we were looking at this acronym that Pastor David Bauer had created, making up the words pride.
我们刚刚在休息前就在看这个大卫鲍尔他所画的这个图，有关这五个撒旦的我要，把刚好就可以把这个骄傲这个英文字母拼出来了。
Lucifer was using the words I will.He was expressing his use of his free will. So when you say, I will do something, you're using your free will to say, I want to do this or I want to do that.
而这个我要呢，任何时候当我们要说我要的这个字词的时候，其实都是用我们的自由意志。
Now you have to remember, angels don't have a sin nature, but they can be arrogant, as Lucifer has proven.
我们要了解、啊、天使他并没有所谓的一个罪性，但是呢，他依然可能去犯一个傲慢的罪。
Actually, Adam and Eve didn't have sin natures either when they sinned in the garden.
而亚当跟夏娃他们其实在被创造的时候也并没有所谓的罪性，
yeah.
他们被创造的时候也是完美的。
See, this shows us that the source of sin is not the sin nature, it's actually the volition. The volition is the source of all sin.
所以我们要知道哦，所谓的罪性它并不是让我们犯罪的原因哦，所以反而是什么？是我们的自由意志。
And remember, volition is one of those four components of your soul. It makes up your inner core, your inner being.
因为在我们魂里面有的四大刚刚讲的元素里面的一个很重要的一块就是自由意志。那这个自由意志是真正让我们决定很多事情的原因。
And so when Lucifer was making these statements, it was out of his volition, out from his soul, and he was making these very arrogant statements, these statements of pride to say, I will do this, I will do that. Total rebellion against God.
而当路西佛呢用他的自由意志说我要的时候呢，他完全是从他的骄傲而来，然后这个东西是完全的背逆神的。
This is like the original sin, because usually people talk about the original sin meaning the sin of Adam in the garden, but actually there's obviously the original sin going right back to Lucifer. This is it in Isaiah chapter 14.
而在这个以赛亚书十四章里面所讲到这个路西佛的我要的这种真正原罪的原罪，因为常常我们在讲原罪的时候都在讲的是亚当夏娃在伊甸园里所犯的那个罪，但实际上路西佛在更早以前他就犯这个因着他的骄傲而悖逆神的罪。
Yeah, but it's expressed through these words, I will, actually. Like when Eve took the fruit from the tree. Remember, taking the fruit was not the sin. The sin was eating it. So when she took the fruit, she said, I will eat this fruit. I will. Now she's in rebellion against God. And Adam did the same thing. He took it out of the hand of the woman. I will eat this fruit.
所以我们可以想象哈，这个当亚当夏娃拿了那个苹果，他也是用我要吃这个苹果，就是都是他们的自由意志，他要什么，就跟路西佛的我要是一样的。
Okay, and it's all pride. See, pride is putting yourself before God.
而这个呢，都是来自于骄傲，就是骄傲是什么呢？就是把你自己要的放在神，比神还重要的位置。
Okay, I'll just give you this from Proverbs 16:18. Pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. That's Proverbs 16:18.
箴言的十六章十八节说，骄傲在败坏以先，狂心在跌倒之前。
See, Satan's destruction obviously is going to be in the lake of fire. It's going to be a long time. We're talking like millions of years.Before Satan's original sin of pride and his ultimate destruction. See, it says pride before destruction. Now, this, we can apply it in our own lives. You make a sin one day, God could punish you the next day. But in Satan's terms, his real destruction is in the lake of fire.
就我们知道就说， 撒旦呢，他的真正的会被
destroy， 灭亡 maybe
被灭亡。好，撒旦被灭亡，好是在他很久很久以后，因为他现在都还没有被送到火湖里，所以呢，从他的骄傲到他的灭亡，其实是有一段时间，没错。好，但是他将来要在火湖里被烧的，更是很久的事情，那是更长、更久、更可怕的。
Yeah, but this is Solomon writing in this Proverbs. You know, see, Solomon wrote most of the Proverbs, and he's warning people, warning us. If you get arrogant, you're going to suffer from that.
这是所罗门所写的这个箴言哦，他其实就是在警告我们所有的人，就是我们要如果是骄傲的话，我们真的会受到很大的惩罚。
Another good passage to talk about humility and the consequences of pride is in 1 Peter 5:5-8.
好，然后呢，在彼得前书5:5-8呢，有讲到就是要谦卑的心。
Okay, so we look at the Bible verse there, 1 Peter 5. There's a very interesting word we're going to have to look at this too.
好，我们现在来看一下这个金句，是非常有趣的。
Okay, now it starts off, it says, we'll just look at 1 Peter 5:5 to start off with. It talks about the younger people have to be under the submission of the older people.
好，这边讲的是说呢，当我们年幼的人呢，要服从年长的人。
Okay, now the word for older here is presbyteros. Presbyteros usually means the older people in the church or the pastor of a church.
好，这边讲的年长其实用的这个词呢，其实是在讲那些好像在教会里的长老，就是比较资深的，在长那个教会里的资深的人。
It's from this word we get the word Presbyterian church.
Yeah. 这也就是从这个字我们才后来演变成长老教会。
But actually, this applies to many contexts, like as young children, you have to obey your parents, or you know, you should obey the people that have authority over you.
所以这一句话呢，其实它讲的是很广泛的，就像年幼的人，他要服从顺服于年长的人，他其实还包含了年幼的人要服从你的父母，就是你的长辈，哈，然后甚至就是基本上你就是要永远的学习谦卑。
Okay, and it says, all be subject one to another and be clothed with humility. So, putting other people before your own needs, not being arrogant. Okay, so it says, all be subject one to another. I'm not going to go into the verse very deeply here, but really, you know, it just means be humble to each other, respect other people's needs, things like this, be tolerant, be clothed with humility.
好，就是他其实这一句话很就是要讲，就是我们随时要谦卑，带着谦卑顺服，然后要能够以这个顺谦卑为一，好来对待所有的人。
Okay, but what I really want to look at in the verse is this section here, which says, "For God," and in the English it says, "resisteth the proud," or in the New English, "For God resists proud ones." Maybe Ben, you can just put a circle around that.Okay, and then around this word here as well. This is the Greek word antitestai. Okay, it's a very interesting word. This is a military term. Oh, to resist. Well, I need to explain this word actually. Resist usually means to try to repel or to fight off.
Okay, 就是在最重要的Tim 希望特别解释的是最后这一句这两句啊。他说就是要去抵抗骄傲，因为神要阻挡骄傲。
Yeah, to resist your enemies means that you're going to defend yourself against the enemies, but it can also mean you're attacking as well.
好，所以当我们讲说我们要抵抗你的敌人的话，其实也代表你要去什么攻击你的敌人。
Okay.
所以他这个词不是都是被动的。
Okay, and you know, Paul was very familiar with the military as well.
那这句话其实是属于一个军事的一个，有点跟军事的感觉有关，因为保罗他是一个非常懂军事的人。
The use of this word, again, it's a military word, so we can actually translate this as making up a battle line, really anti means against, of course, even in the English you have a lot of words anti. And then tasomai is related to the making a battle line.So we can translate this as God makes war. That's the way the Colonel translates it. God makes war against the arrogant believer.
所以呢，这一段文字，who made the colonel came up with,
We can read from here. When an army went into battle, the general would use this word, antitesimai. That's the word they translate as resist, in commanding his troops to arrange themselves against the enemy forces.
好，所以当那个有一个战争的时候呢，这个将军呢，他基本上会下他的命令哈，要让所有的这个所以军队呢，能够将他们自己啊全部的力量整理起来，然后来对抗他们的敌人。
Now, antitesimai is the stem, the root stem as a verb. But if a commander was going to yell it out, he might say something like antitesomete. That's a command.In a plural command, but he's going to use the Greek word. He said, get in line, form your battle ranks.
Okay, 这个 antitesimai 哈，这个字呢，其实就是好像有一个我们打仗的时候啊，将军下令摆出阵仗来。它其实那个意思就是摆阵的意思。
And you see this, you know, these are Roman soldiers. They're not real Roman soldiers, obviously, but people pretending to be Roman soldiers, and they are antitesimai. They're forming a battle line.
就是说这个在罗马的这个打仗的军队来讲说把阵仗摆起，现在你看到这张照片就是他们阵仗都摆起来了，就是要进入一个要打仗的一个排列状态。
Depending on the size of the battle, of course, you know, this is only about 20 men here. Some of the battle lines would be 100 or 200 men wide.
2,000.
Well, yeah, but they'd be wide and then deep as well, of course.
Right. 好，这个是因为这看起来大概只有20个人的一个阵仗。那有的时候是几千人的阵仗，所以它的那个横宽可能就有几百个人。所以那个阵仗一摆起来是很惊人的。
Yeah, all day long, from morning to night, they would be training in how to use their weaponry and how to line up to go into battle.
你要知道，罗马军队在当时是全世界最强的军队，他们整天都在练习打仗，然后都在练习排阵仗。
And so the colonel would only have to say one time, antitesimai, but he would have to say how you're going to get arranged.But they would do it straight away, no arguments.
所以呢，这些被训练有素的军队，只要将军一声令下，啊，摆出阵仗，一句话，他们大概就砰砰砰，就几秒钟就摆好了。
Yeah, so he might say, for example, form an arrow formation, antitesimai arrow form.
比如说，他会讲说，摆起射箭阵仗啊，那就那个弓箭阵仗，或者是大炮阵仗，或者是什么的，他们有各种说法。那将军一句话，这个军队就摆好阵仗。
Oh, he might say antitesimai phalanx. This is called a phalanx here.
哇，他也可能讲一句这个什么阵仗？这算什么阵仗？我是看不懂哎。
It's like the early tank, I guess.
哦，这个阵仗有点像是那个古代的这个。坦克车吧，就是他把人都排成一个四面都不会被弓箭或刀剑给打到。
This would actually protect them from the arrows because if you're coming up towards the enemy, a lot of them would have the arrows trying to get down on top of you.
因为这种摆这种阵仗，一定是对方敌人是有那种射箭的，就他们会有箭海这样射过来。那你会有天上掉下来的箭，所以他们一定要把头上也保护住。
Now these men here, they're also antitesimai. Remember that means lining up in ranks, in a slightly different formation.
那这现在看到又是另外一种阵仗哈，它是有一点距离的。
Okay, but that takes us back to this word in James 4:6, but also 1 Peter 5:5. God resists the proud. It's this word here we see with the army forces lining up.See, when you do something wrong, when you're arrogant and you're proud and doing something against God's will, God doesn't just push you off and say, oh, get away. He's lining his army up against you. That's the Greek word. That's what it means. God is lining up to prepare to go to battle against you.
Against your pride.
Against you. God resists the proud. He's talking about the proud person. That's what it means. The proud here means the proud person. He doesn't go against your pride, he goes against the person. This is punishment. We're talking about divine discipline.
实际上是呢，当你有了骄傲，神是会排出阵仗来处罚你的。
Yeah, see, when God gives you divine discipline, he doesn't discipline your sin. Your sin was punished on the cross.
当神要来处罚的绝对不是你的罪，因为那个罪已经被耶稣的十架给洗刷了。所以今天你有的骄傲，你的傲慢的罪，是要被神用摆出阵仗的军队来处罚。
Oh, yeah, so、
是对我们这个骄傲的人的处罚。
Again, he's not disciplining your sin, he's disciplining you. You're the one that has to hurt.
所以呢，他不是在处罚你的罪，他是在处罚你这个人，是你要被他伤到的。
Because he needs you to change.
因为他需要让你改变。
Okay, and of course, if you go into battle against God, it's like you're going into battle against these soldiers here, you can expect to lose, right? You're not going to win. If you come up against a great battle line from God, who's going to win?
你想想看，你要跟神的大军，而且是摆出了打仗阵仗的大军来对抗，你能赢吗？
And so the best thing that you can do...
所以你唯一可以做的，最好可以做的，最好可以做的是什么呢？
You just submit to God. And like you, this guy here is submitting before the battle lines. Okay, God, you are right. I'm wrong. I don't need to fight you. I'm not going to fight you about this.
所以你唯一可以做的就是对神说，神啊，我臣服于你。
That's what Christians need to do. God gives grace to the humble, but he fights against the pride, the proud people.
所以呢，我们基督徒要了解呢，神呢会给恩典给那些谦虚的人。
But he's going to fight. He will fight against the proud people, especially the proud Christians.
但他却会处罚骄傲、
yeah.
傲慢的人。
Yeah, well, I say fight like again the word antitesimai. Remember, he's going into battle against you.
重来一遍。所以神呢会去给。施恩典给谦卑的人，却会打开战场来处罚骄傲、傲慢的人。
Right, okay. Now that's all we have time for today. What I want to do though is just to let you know for next Sunday, we'll look at James chapter 4. So you can read through this for your homework. It'll be James 4, starting off at verse 13 and down to verse 17, I guess.
好，星期天我们课程之前Tim 希望大家呢读一下雅各书第四章十三到十七节，当作准备的功课。
Okay, so that sort of continues on with this little subject we're talking about.
这个也是跟我们今天的主题有关。
Okay, any questions?
有没有问题呢？
No, we just got a couple of minutes.
有没有问题呢？
Okay, well, let's bow our heads.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you for the time you've given to us.
感谢天父把这样的时间给我们。
That we can learn about the origin of sin, which is from Lucifer's soul.
让我们能够从路西佛他的魂里面，让我们学习到什么是真正的原罪。
And that the origin of our personal sin does come from our own souls, especially from our volition.
而且让我们了解呢，我们的原罪其实是来自我们的魂里面的想要得到别人的肯定。
We know there's many times that we sin against you, even in a day. One day we can sin many times against you.
而我们在每一天都会有很多次可能犯罪了，而好像是与你背逆了你。
And so for this reason we give thanks, we have a very secure position in Jesus Christ.
而我们感谢呢，在这样的状况下，我们要感谢我们有耶稣为我们来抵罪。
We pray that when we are punished for our sins, when we're disciplined for our sins, that we can understand the reasons why you're doing this.
而在这个学习中，让我们了解，当我们犯罪的时候呢，我们是应该要怎么样做。
In order that we can become more humble before you.
而让我们能够在你的面前更为谦卑
and become the recipients of your grace
而让我们能够成为接受你恩典的人
And so we give thanks for all these things in Christ's name.
我所有的祷告是因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.